This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Good evening, Australia.
Good evening, my love.
Good evening, my love.
My love.
Yes, my love.
What's so special about tonight?
Well, apart from the fact that we're horribly using the word my love. Well, we're trying something new tonight because normally with Chatterbox we bring in a guest.
Yes.
I'm sick of guests, quite frankly. They're demanding. They bring their entourage them. Don't look me in the eyes. Don't talk to my pedigree pet. Sick of it. So it's just the two of us.
Yes.
And we're going to be having a good old yarn about lots of things.
Aren't we?
Quite a diverse range of topics.
Well, this is true. So what we are going to be discussing tonight, we're going to be discussing probably our favourite TV show of the moment, isn't it, my love?
Yes, it is. Now, we're going to be relying on our devoted listeners who we love texting or SMSing or emailing us in. So we really want to hear your thoughts on a couple of things tonight. The first one is a show that we've stumbled across recently called Grace and Frankie with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin. It's just come onto a certain well-known streaming site that we can't plug.
No.
But it's
very good.
Hilarious about two women in their 70s whose husbands come out as gay. And they're sort of left with the aftermath. If you've watched it, it's hilarious. Tell us your thoughts. If you haven't, jump online and look at the trailer. It's hilarious. The other thing we're going to be talking about, Brett, is...
We're going to be talking about the revival of ABBA.
Well, yes.
Well, sort of the revival of ABBA.
Maybe just in our house.
Yes.
Why the newest supergroup in the world is a band that haven't put out any music
for the last 35
years. Since 1981.
And what we're also going to be talking about tonight,
this
my
is
love,
in the second half of the show.
Yes.
And this is something that I think I really want to get our teeth into. And that is the recent Bruce Jenner interview with Diane Sawyer, where Bruce Jenner came out as a trans woman.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be talking about, firstly, the interview itself, but also the fallout post-interview and everybody's sort of take on how the world has accepted Bruce Jenner's announcement.
Now, my love.
Yes.
Can I say we have chosen a cracking playlist, and it's so cracking that local DJ Guy Pyre has actually given us an endorsement of it.
Two thumbs up in it.
Oh, can't believe it. And you have, can I say, my love, you, the first song, because we've done three and three, haven't we, tonight?
Yeah, we have. So we've sort of mixed it up. And let's defy the listeners to see who picked which songs. This is one of my favourites. And it's just to get everybody up and bopping around a little bit for the start of the show. I went to see this band years ago at the Hilton.
You didn't.
I did. It's Earth, Wind and Fire. And can I say, at one point, there were 47 people on the stage and they were all part of the band. Not entirely sure what about 30 of them were doing. It was a very loose lineup, but they made some killer songs. And this is the Seventh Heaven remix of one of my favourite Earth, Wind and Fire songs, which is Boogie Wonderland.
You're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9.
download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.
You're listening to Shadowbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. I nearly said, and our special guest, but we don't have one.
Tonight, it's just the two of us, my love.
It's you and me. It's the Siegfried and Roy of community radio.
I was going to say the Bert and Patty, but Siegfried and Roy, we'll go with that. My love.
Yes, no, look, we don't have a guest tonight because we're going to be shooting the breeze. We're going to be talking about, firstly, our favourite new TV show, which we'll get to in just a second.
Yes.
We're also going to be talking about ABBA, why ABBA has made a huge resurgence in our house. So we're really, really keen to know what your favourite ABBA track is.
Absolutely.
But second half of the show, we're going to be getting all serious on your ass. And we're going to be talking about the recent Bruce Jenner and Diane Sawyer interview.
Yes.
And your thoughts on, firstly, the interview itself.
Yeah.
And secondly, the fallout post-interview, how you think it's been handled in the media.
You've already had a message sent through.
I know. It's my favourite people in the world.
Yes.
It's the Wilsons from WA.
Yes.
It says, good evening, my loves. Fantastic first song. Got me dancing around in my dressing gown. Now, this is from WA, so it's 7:15 there. Just quite slovenly nightwear there. 7:15.
I know.
Looking forward to a bit of ABBA later. Love KPW, Erin and George.
Oh, bless our
hearts. Love you, Wilsons.
Love you, Wilsons. Now, Andy,
yeah.
We were talking about our fabulous new TV show. It's called Grace and Frankie.
Yes.
It's about two men. Well, there's a couple and they're sort of rival frenemies.
Yeah.
And their husbands have a business together and the husbands decide to run off with each other. And I've got actually a bit of a clip to play.
Why don't you set the clip to play the clip and set the show up, and then when we come back we can talk about what we love about it so much.
Absolutely.
We want to talk to you about something. Saul and I are in love.
Excuse me? You're gay?
We want to get married.
Oh, married?
Because we can do that now.
I know. I hosted that fundraiser. Well, I don't
know why. I'm heartbroken.
You're going to make better memories. And you can reuse the frames.
They're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. I'm so
scared. Mom, we're going to find you people to talk to. People who understand exactly what you're going through.
There's a group for wives of husbands who've turned gay in their 70s.
I am young. My joints are supple.
Yes, Robert is my law partner, but we are also homosexual law and bed partners with each other in life. Boy, this partner thing is really confusing, isn't it?
Frankie, you're a complete disaster.
Did you realize I have a knife in my hand? I don't want to face my remaining years alone.
I'm just like you, but with a better personality. Certainly bigger.
Break down your emotions for me.
Oh, my goodness. That is a clip of the fabulous new show, Grace and Frankie, my love.
Yeah, look, I think, firstly, the cast.
It's
the two female leads are Jane Fonda, who looks incredible, by the way. Lily Tomlin, who we love and haven't been together since 9 to 5. So it's really nice to see those two back together.
Now, you know I've said this. You know I want in the second season, because the first season was brilliant.
Yeah.
I want the second season, I want Dolly to pop in as a special guest star, because then, you know, a big fantasy of mine is ticked. 9 to 5 cast reunited.
And the two husbands are played by Martin Sheen and also Sam Waterston, who you probably know from The Newsroom.
Yes.
And the premise of the show, as we said, is it's two couples in their 70s. The husbands decide after 20-odd years of being law partners together, they actually come out as gay and leave Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin to, I suppose, deal with it. And Jane Fonda plays a very stitched up, waspy
of
and
wasps.
Lily Tomlin's slightly hippie-ish, and they get thrown together in this spectacular beach house.
Can I say the house is Jane Fonda's house in this is so gorgeous, but the beach house is so effortless, and that pan that they do from the ocean, because it's all set in San Diego.
Yeah.
So very, you know, beautiful, that Californian weather, sunshine, the beauty of, but it's really funny as well.
Look, I think Marta Kaufman wrote it, who did a lot of the writing for Friends, so that's the first and foremost thing. It's super funny. There's a lot of one-liners in it. The characters in it and the acting in it is great. I think probably my favourite things, there's two things.
Yes, my love.
Is, firstly, it is a mainstream show.
Yes.
And the two lead, well, the four lead characters, firstly, the two lead female characters are over the age of 70. And that never, ever happens.
No, I think the last time we saw this The Golden Girls.
Absolutely.
So it's a fantastic show. At the moment, you can only download, well, you can download it illegally, but we don't endorse that. But there is...
oh, let's face it, Brett, if people didn't download illegally, they'd still be watching season three of RuPaul's Drag Race. Raja wins.
Now, my love,
yeah.
Whilst we've been chatting, the fabulous, our super fan himself,
yep.
Fabulous John of Burnley, has just sent a message through saying, "Evening, gents. John from Burnley here. ABBA, ABBA, ABBA. Love, love, love. My favourite songs are... I Am the Tiger." I just thought it was Tiger.
It is Tiger. But
John, I'll raise
that
with you.
Guests,
no, that's
fresh.
Right. Sorry. Fernando and Take a Chance on Me.
Early ABBA, oh, John, yes, from Burnley.
Yes, but John, we're actually not playing any one of those ABBA songs because this ABBA song, this is my selection of the night. It's from Voulez-Vous. It's not Voulez-Vous. And it's not also Does Your Mother Know. It's another one called...
If It Wasn't for the Nights.
Absolutely.
Bit of an album track.
A bit of an album track, but you know what?
That's the beauty of ABBA at the moment.
It is. It's the album tracks. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy on Joy 94.9. Enjoy ABBA.
Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. And that was...
ABBA.
With a little-known album track from Voulez-Vous in, what, 1978?
Yes.
Called If It Wasn't for the Night.
Now, we've played that because...
Yes.
Not so long ago, we went off to the Barossa.
We did indeed.
And we shared it with our beautiful friends, Mark and Erin.
Yes.
And we had a bit of an ABBA-thon.
Well, we were driving around to the wineries, yes, to the vineyards, and Erin was driving.
Yes.
Poorly towards the end of the day, can I say? Spit, don't swallow, spit.
as in life as well.
And Mark had bought all of the deluxe versions of... From Arrival, ABBA the Album, Voulez-Vous, Super Trooper and The Visitors, which have just been reissued.
Yes.
They are all polished and buffed to within an inch of their life, and they've got some bonus tracks on there as well. And we played them as we drove around and came out with some absolute corkers that you've just forgotten about.
Absolutely. Now, speaking, yes, of ABBA,
yeah,
we've had a couple of ABBA-related messages. Now, my first one, my love, is from my beautiful sister.
Hi, Sissy.
Hello, boys. Why ABBA? Catchy tunes, outfits, fabulous outfits, and Eurovision success story. When I was on your show, she's talking about herself again, I picked Super Trooper, still one of my favourite songs ever. Love, Sissy. But we were just speaking about Mark and Erin, and they've both... SMS just in my life.
Well, Mark said, so lovely to hear you boys. It's like being a fly on the wall at Carnegie Hall, which is the name of our home.
Yes.
So many favourite new ABBA songs, the latest being If It Wasn't for the Night by Mark.
That was just dedicated for you, my love. And Aaron, your lovely boyfriend, has sent a message saying, well, Siegfried and Roy, watch out for those white tigers and their mauling tendencies. Fave ABBA has to be Super Trooper because the boys were doing the oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa, oom-pa-pa backup vocals. ABBA, it felt like ABBA has never left.
Oh, but can I say, look, the beauty of it, I think, was we played them from start to finish, and it's great to hear the singles. It's great to hear the Fernandos
absolutely.
And the Chiquititas and the Super Troopers.
Yes.
But there's some absolute...
The Visitors, my love.
Well, that whole album to me was just like the first time we'd ever heard it.
Absolutely.
But there were some absolute gems of album tracks that didn't get much attention at the time. But yes. I think because of the way we listen to music now, we don't tend to listen to albums.
No.
We download tracks that we like and then we shove them on a playlist.
Yeah.
It was so fabulous to listen to albums from start to finish. And you realise just how fabulous ABBA was. And still are, because every single track on an ABBA, there were just no duds. There were no fillers.
No, there weren't. And I think The Visitors, for me, because I never listened to it, because I think The Visitors came out at the time where people were just tired of ABBA.
ABBA weren't cool by that point.
But The Visitors is probably one of the most experimental, exciting albums.
Oh, there's some crackers on there.
Just amazing. Now, my love,
yes.
Coming up, we are going to be talking about Bruce Jenner.
Absolutely. Look, I know it's been talked about quite a bit,
yep.
but we're really keen to get everybody's take on, firstly, what they thought of the interview itself. If you haven't seen it, I'm sure you've seen snippets, but probably more importantly, the fallout post-interview.
Absolutely.
And what your take is on what Bruce Jenner's announcement is coming out as a trans woman has actually done.
Absolutely.
So SMS us on 0427 joy949 or email us on air at joy.org.au because we're really, really keen to hear your thoughts on it.
Now, my love, you have chosen the next track of the night.
Yeah, for no reason. It's just a bit of old pop nonsense. It's the gorgeous Emma Bunton, the barely talented Emma Bunton with a fabulous track, Maybe. You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9, and we are at the halfway mark of the show.
Absolutely. Now, my love, normally we get a guest in every week
to
tell their story through song and chat. We've decided to give the guests a week off, and it's just you and me shooting the breeze.
Give us a week off from the guests, quite frankly. Speaking of, we've got a message come through from a past guest.
Yes.
Delightful. Dan Matheson.
Yes.
And it says, lovely to listen to you, gents. Thanks for ruining season 3 of RuPaul Drag Race for me. Sorry, darling. Also, if you supplied your guests with chilled Evian, we wouldn't be so demanding. Can I say, you got a lukewarm bottle of thank you water from the 7-Eleven across the road, and you should be grateful for it, quite frankly.
Grateful, grateful. Now, my mother sent me through a message, and hi, boys. Great that you played an ABBA song that you don't hear on other stations. I'm looking forward to more. Love, Maggie.
Oh, bless you, Maggie.
And finally, my love.
Yes, we've got one. From who's it? Danoir International.
Yes.
It says, hey girls, it's been a long time listener, Dan at Danoir International. My fave ABBA song, well, he says Anna, but I think he meant ABBA. fast thumbs, is Under Attack. Great track. One of their best. My parents gave me Dancing Queen for my 10th birthday. Who knew? By the way, Brett, I'll be 30 on Saturday, and I think he's talking about his IQ. So I'll pick up my presents at CX Works tomorrow, shall I?
Okay, so Dan and I normally do CX Works. Dan, Andy and I have an appointment with the accountant, I think, tomorrow. So I'm going to miss it, doll. But happy birthday, you beautiful 30-something, 40-something old girl. My love.
When we come back from our next track, because we are just about to play an absolute killer.
Yep.
We're going to be talking about the recent Bruce Jenner interview with Diane Sawyer that went to air. And we're going to talk about the interview firstly, but more importantly, the fallout post-interview.
Absolutely.
And people's reactions to it.
My love,
yes.
I'm dedicating this to you.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Because we used to do Sing Star to this. back in about 2003.
That, and also, we don't normally celebrate it, but it's our 15 years together.
Soon, on one of the soon weekends.
It's one of the soon
up,
weekends, we always forget.
We're not entirely sure.
We don't know.
We were going out a lot when
we were
met.
Going out a lot. So here it is now. It's a classic track from the 80s by Ashford and Simpson, Solid. You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. Now it's time.
Somehow we managed, we had to stick together. You didn't bat an eye when I made you cry. We knew down the line we would make it better.
And for love's sake, each mistake.
And you're listening to Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
I thought that was for Ashford and Simpson, my love, and it's for Asher Keddie.
Asher Keddie and OJ Simpson singing Solid as a Rock.
Oh, my Lord.
Now we're going to get to the most serious part of the show, and it's where I wanted to just have a bit of a talk about the recent Bruce Jenner interview.
Incredibly brave.
Went to air, 2-3 weeks ago now on the ABC network with Diane Sawyer.
Yep.
I've got to be honest, going into it, before I knew too much about it, because some of the ads were coming across as a little bit sensationalist.
Yep.
And look, to be perfectly honest, I was horribly cynical going in because that family have got the propensity to be media whores and car crash.
Yep, agreed.
And I thought this could be an absolute car crash. And I think the other thing was all those late night American talk show hosts were starting to get really sort of quite snidey about Bruce Jenner and make some really quite inappropriate digs.
And can I say, before this interview, nothing had been confirmed or said, and it would be, in retrospect now, because we've got context, because Bruce has come out as, he's not calling himself she, he's calling himself he, but he's identifying as a
woman.
Transgendered woman.
Absolutely, and I think this is probably one of the bravest things that, he's such a high-profile person now because of the Kardashians, but he was also one of the most high-profile sports people. He was a gold medalist at decathlon. He was the darling of American sports in the 70s. He was what is perceived as the pinnacle of masculinity.
Absolutely.
He did star in Can't Stop the Music, which is probably a little blip on that career. But the bravery of that...
Everyone's allowed to make one mistake.
Can I say, the bravery of that man to actually sit in front of a worldwide audience...
I know.
...and just be so open and so candid, because that was the one thing I took away from that interview, is nothing really seemed to be off limits, and he was just completely open and completely candid.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting post the interview. I was talking to some people at work the other week. Firstly, I think overall the media and social media have treated it with incredible amounts of respect. Even the Kardashians, which I said I don't have a lot of time for, have all been very supportive, but in a very low-key way.
Yeah.
Which... Loki and the Kardashians don't necessarily go together, but I think the overwhelming support from the community has been, not just the gay, lesbian, GLBTI community, the broader community
yeah.
has been absolutely positive,
yeah.
which is amazing. But it was really interesting because I was having a conversation with a group of people at work the other day over lunch, and they were talking about the interview and said they thought how brave it was. And one of them actually said, I really don't know what to make of it. And I said, in what way? And they yeah. said, so he still referred to himself as a he, but he identifies as a woman. And I yeah. said, well, yeah, I would say that's probably where he is in his transition and in his journey.
Yeah.
And they said, but he still finds women attractive. When will he start finding men attractive? And I said, well, he's attracted to women.
Yeah.
He identifies as a woman, but he is attracted to women. And a couple of people at the table could not get their heads around it because, like, so he's a lesbian. And it's like, no, that's just a label that you actually need to put on him.
Absolutely.
And I know I mock the gay alphabet soup, the GLBTIQQA yep. community thing, because it's like there needs to be. But I think what it really goes to say is we do like to put labels on people. And yep. I think the thing that's thrown a lot of people is that Bruce is still using the name Bruce. He's still yep. identifying as he, and he's still saying that he's attracted to women,
yeah,
which really just is the way he is.
Yes, it is just the way he is, but this is, I think, for a lot of people, and especially mainstream America, and I have to say mainstream Australia,
yeah.
this is the first time they've been exposed to something that is very, in a traditional sense, quite unconventional.
Absolutely.
You and I are au fait with it because we're part of the GLBTI yeah. community. But I can see a lot of people struggling with this. Now, I'm not saying that's the right thing. I'm just saying I can see a lot of people struggling with this. And you're right. It's not really Bruce's drama. It's everyone else's
Absolutely,
drama who
but
makes
it. I think what's really, really good about it is it's actually started people talking. And it's
Absolutely.
Taking things broader than what people's, I suppose, predetermined ideas of what yep. a transgender person should be.
Yep.
It's sort of blown it out of the water. And because it's such a high-profile person,
yep.
I think it's really, really powerful because it's starting conversation. And look, hats off to you, Bruce Jenner, because I think what you've done is so brave. And just think it's amazing. So well done.
Absolutely. Well said. Hey, you're listening to Brett and Andy tonight on a very special Just the Two of Us Chatterbox, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love,
yeah.
we're talking about Bruce Jenner, and we've actually had a few different SMSs and
Fantastic.
Messages come through. And the first one has come through by the fabulous Sean J. Sean has sent through quite a few messages tonight, but the first one saying, Andrew, great analysis and insight.
Oh, thank you, Moira.
Absolutely. And we've got another one by Bev and Lauren.
That says, loving the show. Always great to hear your thoughts on different issues. I found Bruce Jenner interviews to be very moving and definitely gave me a better understanding of what transgender people go through. Love, Bev and Lauren.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Bev and Lauren, for messaging us tonight. Now, we've had a few more messages. And the first one is the fabulous Mike Kendall. Now, he was just on the show last week.
And he was delightful.
Fabulous guest. And he's just said, good evening, boys. Are we playing any Kate DeRouge tonight? Favourite ABBA song is I'm a Marionette from their rock opera. Loving the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, my goodness. My love, we've got another message.
Yes, we do. It says, loving the chit-chat and songs tonight, boys. Solid as a rock, Chris from Red Energy.
Oh, goodness. Well.
Now, Brett.
Yes, my love.
I'm going to call someone out.
Okay. Yes.
When we get back from this next song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, getting looks from the other side of the desk.
Oh, my love. Goodness.
So,
your choice as well.
Yep, absolutely. So you're listening to Brett and Andrew on Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. This is the delightful Queen of Disco, Gloria Gaynor, with Last Night. You're listening to Brett and Andrew. listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, that was Gloria Gaynor with Last Night.
Absolutely. Now, my love.
Yes.
So, normally this is out of the box, but we've got a mixed segment tonight.
We've got no one to humiliate tonight, just each other.
And we can do that quite well. Now, you've called this segment Winner or Wanker of the Week.
Well, yeah, I have.
Yes.
But it's look. We've got a really exciting show next week. We've got a Eurovision show because obviously it's the gay equivalent of the grand final.
Absolutely. So we are going to be crossing live to Vienna. I'm going to be reuniting the Joy Eurovision team. Plus, we've got a Eurovision fan coming on as well. So it's all Eurovision next week.
It is. And, you know, I have little to no interest in Eurovision. So I'm going to bring my knitting in.
Right.
But before...
I take it you're going to be the Terry Wogan of the show, my love.
I think I might be. Now, speaking of the Terry Wogan of the show, I'm going to call somebody out as the wanker of the week this week. And it's somebody that normally I adore.
Same.
It's somebody that I've been told that I often remind people of, and I think it's both because we've both got accents and eye bags. But I'm going to call Graham Norton out as a wanker.
I know.
Because Graham Norton said, it is ridiculous that Australia has a place in Eurovision this year. So for those of you that don't know, Australia has been given an honorary place because it's the 60th anniversary of Eurovision.
That's correct, my love.
And they've been given an honorary place. Guy Sebastian's going over there to sing. Yep. It's quite a good song, actually.
It's a great song. We'll be playing it next week.
And he has said there is no business for Australia in Eurovision. Yep. Australia doesn't need more songs. I would disagree with you, Graham Norton. And firstly, I'm going to call you out on that ridiculous beard. You haven't climbed Everest. You're late to the beard party. It's time to shave it off.
Can I say the beard doesn't... You know I love a beard on a man. It doesn't suit him.
It really doesn't. It really doesn't.
He looks like an old drunk at the bus station.
Yeah, it really does. But... it's not that Eurovision doesn't need more songs. Eurovision needs more good songs. And can I say, Guy Sebastian's song, in the scheme of things...
it's quite good.
It's pretty good. Because the other night I was watching Graham Norton.
Yes.
And I saw the British entry.
Oh, it's crap.
They were like a two-bit Donnie and Marie singing like an updated version of When I'm Cleaning Windows.
Exactly. That does not make a Eurovision winner.
So look in your own backyard, Miss Norton, before you start throwing boomerangs our way.
Girl. Andy's just passing shade here tonight on Chatterbox.
Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
My love. We're running out of time again.
And what can I say? With one less gob in the studio, you would have thought we would have had bucket loads of time, but we didn't. Yeah. We've run late.
Yes. Yes, my love. We did. Hey, one final message has popped through, though.
It has.
Hey, but it's okay for them to use ONJ. This is in regards to the Eurovision that we've been talking about.
Thank you.
But it's okay for them, that means the UK, to use ONJ to represent them. And it just had to be the same, year as ABBA. It was.
It was.
Back in 74.
ONJ is a little bit like the Bee Gees. Born in Britain.
Yes.
Sent to Australia.
Yes.
Claimed as theirs.
Yes.
Not really.
No.
Neither's Naomi Watts.
No. My love. It's we've run out of time.
I can't believe
this has been so much fun.
And
I tonight.
And it's look, we're not going to stray from the regular Chatterbox formula all the time, but every now and again we will.
Yep.
Particularly when we come back for a new grid, we're going to mix it up a little bit, and we'll have guests in. We'll have the regular Chatterbox format, and plus some weeks they'll just be Brett and I.
Absolutely. Hey, we've got a special shout out now, haven't we, Mum?
We really do. It's our favourite Joy morning show, which is Murphy's Law on Friday mornings between 6:30 and 9. It is their fourth birthday. The divine Anna Murphy and her lovely brother Dean.
Absolutely.
Have been sharing a studio every week for the last 4 years. So happy birthday, Murphys. We'll be tuning in, and I suggest you do too.
Happy birthday to the Smurfs. Now, my love.
Yes.
Any final thoughts for tonight?
No, look, just thank you. It's been a really nice show to just the two of us.
It has.
And thank you to everybody that texted in and messaged us in. It's made the show really good fun.
Absolutely.
So we'll be here next week talking about all things Eurovision.
Yep. And good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia.
And just before we go, playing us out tonight is the extended version of Regret, one of my favourite all-time bands by New Order, and this is the Fire Island mix. Good night, Australia.
find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.